This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
This hour brought to you by A1 Heating and Air. Stay cool and comfy this summer with A1 Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit A1Heating.com.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
A couple of strange things. It's raining outside. First time it's rained since.
Right there. That's kind of strange for this.
Since the 26th of June.
Yeah.
And
so one month without rain.
And another thing, we'll talk about this, and then there's really not much to say, so I'll just mention it.
Okay.
I guess I won't. It's gone. The woman who was shot in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm, by the police.
By the policeman. Apparently went over and was very angry and slapped the police car. That is the noise that they heard. She slapped the police car very hard, startling.
Were they driving by failing to stop or something?
I know. That's not an excuse. That's what you're saying, right?
No, I'm just wondering why she would. I mean, was she just trying to get their attention? Like, hey, here I am. I'm the one who called you, or
over here, you boof.
Wow. Something of that nature.
Who knows? And they say everyone was startled because I guess she hit it a ton. Whap. And so everybody was startled. And then nobody seems to know again what happened after that.
Well, what happened after that is the...
Well, they shot her.
Yeah, the one that was in the passenger seat shot through the driver's side window, which was rolled down. He didn't break the window, in other words, and she died.
Yeah.
But yeah, apart from that, we don't know a whole lot of details.
And that's...
But it's weird.
The decisions...
That you make instantly?
That you make instantly in your life and or death.
Well, and you know, and the thing is, when you're raising kids, you tell them that all the time.
Yeah,
you know that.
Think.
I'll act like I'm really old and say, you know, unlike in a video game, they don't give you 3 lives to try this stuff out. If you lose the first one, well, that's pretty
it's
much
gone.
All you get, and you can do so by simply having a bad moment.
True.
And, you know, and I'm not saying this necessarily was her fault. I don't know if it was the policeman's fault. You know, as usual, I wasn't there on scene, and so I'm not entirely sure who can be blamed for this. Although, shooting someone who walks up to your car without a weapon does seem a little,
over the top.
A tad over the top. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there. Again, I'm also not a policeman, but it's a weird thing.
And here's the deal. We went, 3, 4, 5 days hearing only from a couple of reports that there was a loud noise.
Yeah.
Because the policeman who did not do the shooting said there was a loud noise.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that was it. And it was
And we said, well, did the loud noise, you know, sound like gunfire? Did it sound like an explosion? Did it sound, what exactly did
but
it sound
like? But there was no further explanation. There was no.
In fact, for the first couple of days, they didn't explain anything.
Didn't even say there was a loud noise.
They said the story we got was that a woman who had called the police to report that she thought a crime was going on in the alley. When the police got there, one of them shot her, and that's all we knew.
Yep.
And then after a while, they said, well. It was the guy in the passenger seat. It was the cop that was in the passenger seat, and he shot her, and that he had shot her through the driver's side window, and then they still didn't know why. And then after a while, we heard it was because of a loud noise, And now, several days later, we find out that it was the loud noise apparently was from her slapping the side of the police car. Whether she was angry or just was trying to get their attention or what, we don't really know.
Yeah, weren't they supposed to be on the same side here?
Well, yeah. But again, like I said, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. And that's the handicap that a policeman has when he shows up on scene is that all he knows is what he's been told, you know, for instance, on the radio or about the situation. He doesn't show up and immediately know who the good guys and the bad guys are.
True.
You have
Who's
to,
got
you,
guns,
you have
who
to,
doesn't.
Yeah, you have to figure that out.
Yeah.
There's kind of an anti-gun thing that's been going around. It's a little film that lasts 2 or 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, basically, they're in a coffee shop, and everyone in the coffee shop is armed. And they think that there's a guy in there who's trying to rob the place. And so the person behind the counter, the barista, you know, pulls out a gun and says, okay, I'm the good guy here. And, you know, and then another guy pulls out a gun and says, no, you misunderstand. I'm the good guy here. And then they're pointing the guns at each other. Everybody's pointing guns at each other.
All thinking
and then
they're the good guy.
All thinking they're the good guy or believing they're the good guy. And when the police show up, everybody's got a gun. And the cop doesn't know who to point a gun at. And so he points a gun at everybody. And they all explain that they're the good guy. And then it turns out the only person without a gun is a black guy sitting over in the corner, and he's the one they arrest. I mean, like I said, it's an anti-gun film.
Obviously.
But it's supposed to be both funny and, and tragic and whatnot at the same time.
Yeah.
And then, as it turns out, somebody even gets shot by accident. Like I said, it's anti-gun. I mean, it's obviously, you know, you can spot what is anti and what is pro, whatever.
President Trump tweeted this morning that the U.S. government will not allow transgender people to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Treat yourself in your home and schedule an appointment with Zero Res. Get your carpets pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized with empowered water with upfront pricing and a 30-day guarantee. Call Zero Res at 383-1000. Here's Ron.
Traffic on I-84 is looking good as we head down the final stretch. Our final look at the drive, quiet as far as I-84 or 184 goes. Not bad. Still some heavy traffic in spots. Chinden close in. Their inbound routes, a little bit of volume left, going to be about it. Report is sponsored in part by Valley Ride and Valley Regional Transit. You know, nearly half of all Treasure Valley jobs are within a quarter mile of a bus stop. And Valley Ride buses are comfortable, clean, and offer free Wi-Fi, too. Call 345-RIDE or go to valleyride.com and find out more about your options. From the Bi-Mart Traffic Studio, right now traffic on 670 KBOI.
Nate Shellman at his new time, 3 to 7.
Bicyclists, motorcyclists are both tight-knit communities. If you're on a motorcycle, motorcyclist gets hurt. Oh, let's come together. They all have cars. Bicyclists. Bicyclist gets hurt. Bicyclist dies in traffic. Oh, let's all come together. What if they're the ones that actually broke the law?
Nate Shellman, weekdays starting at 3 on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Say, a lot of places charge for every little thing they do, and that can add up to a big, unpleasant surprise. But if you need a plumber, one business wants to make sure you know all the options before you pay a dime. Paul Jay here from Meridian Plumbing, your safe choice plumber for nearly 50 years. Being the same choice means they'll come out for free, take a look at what's wrong, and provide you with all the options. You won't pay a dime until you know what went wrong, the options to fix it, and the cost of each one. From Boise to Caldwell, Meridian Plumbing has you covered with over 130 years of combined plumbing experience. They're fully licensed and insured and rated 4.9, which is tremendous, on Google. Meridian Plumbing is the safe choice to fix all of your plumbing problems. Call 888-7555, 888-7555, or see meridian-plumbing.com. And remember, if you call and they don't answer the phone, Meridian Plumbing, it's not Meridian Plumbing.
It doesn't take long for a small spark to become a major wildfire. The Idaho Bureau of Land Management reminds you that over 70% of the wildfires in the Treasure Valley are human-caused. The main human cause is from vehicles and equipment. Check your tow chains to make sure they are not dragging and keep up maintenance on your vehicle and trailers. If you need to pull off a highway, avoid dry grass. The second leading source of human-caused wildfires involves target shooting. Target shoot only in areas void of vegetation. If you start a fire, you could be paying the bill for putting it out and restoring the land. So think twice before shooting when it's hot, dry, and windy. In dry conditions, remember to carry a fire extinguisher and a shovel. Also check for fire restrictions before heading out. Currently, the fire prevention order prohibits the use of tracer and steel core ammunition, exploding targets, and discharging or possessing fireworks on public lands between May 10th and October 20th every year. The BLM urges everyone to take extra precaution this summer to prevent wildfires. For more information on wildfire prevention, fire restrictions, and general fire information, check out IdahoFireInfo.com.
So all summer, your house has been ground zero for parties, sleepovers, and video game tournaments. You can tell by the trail of candy wrappers, spilled drinks, half-eaten bags of chips, and I'm not really even sure what this is. So now that they're going back to school, I'm calling Maid Brigade.
Maid Brigade is ready to give your house a top-to-bottom cleaning, and it's the perfect time to do it now that the kids...
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
Thanks, Rick and friend. After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that the transgender in the military would entail. Thank you. That was a tweet this morning from the president.
Okay.
That's pretty cut and dried
and it's also
the point.
It's also the exact opposite of what the previous president said.
No question.
Although that had never been implemented completely.
No.
Barack Obama just simply said that he didn't see any reason why somebody who was transgendered couldn't serve in the military. I guess because there are men in the military and women in the military. And he figured, you know, what's the difference when it comes to that? You're all soldiers. Well, now, you know, it didn't used to be that way like years ago, but it is now. And this president has simply said, and the reason he used was basically a financial one, that the burden of medical costs and things like that would be too much. I suppose if the government were on the hook for like sex change operations and I don't know, hormone treatments or things like that, but would they be
new urinals, whatever.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if that's even necessary.
The president's tweets came a few weeks after Defense Secretary James Mattis said he would give military chiefs 6 months to conduct a review to determine if allowing transgender individuals to enlist in the armed services affects the readiness lethality of the force.
Now here's part of it.
Deadline December 1st.
And I'm just going to point out some things that are on all sides of this argument. When you are in the service, you wear a uniform, and the word uniform means, you know, one thing, one form.
And so
you wear what everybody else wears. But I suppose there are, like, especially for dress uniforms, there are different for men and women. So if they think there'd be a problem there, I don't know. But when you're in combat, they're all pretty much the same uniform, right?
Yes.
So I don't think the clothing necessarily is the problem. I don't necessarily know why the facilities, stuff like that, would be the problem in the military, as opposed to like a grade school or something. I don't know. This is just one of those problems. I'm not going to pretend I understand everything that's going on. Number one, I haven't been in the Army or any form of the military, and so I don't know.
It's a whole different deal.
Well, yeah, I suppose. So I don't know what is and what isn't a distraction to people. And I also don't necessarily, and it's like I said, I'm not transgendered, so I don't understand that particular way of life or that particular, I don't know whether what you call it a mindset or whether it's natural or anything. Just it's just not in my realm of understanding. Let's put it that way. And so I can't speak for them, but I can't necessarily speak against them either. Now, from a religious point of view, I know there are plenty of people who would say it's just wrong and that's all there is to it. And that's fine if you have that point of view. And if you have the point of view that from religious, you know, from a religious standpoint, it's also, you know, perfectly fine. I suppose that's up to you, too. So I'm kind of going all over the place with this simply to say that it is a complex problem simply because this is not something that in the old days we bothered to deal with at all.
This is worse.
If somebody was transgender, you gave them a Section 8 and they didn't go into the Army, and that's all there was to that.
Yep. This is worse than don't ask, don't tell. This is don't serve, don't serve. The National Center for Transgender Equality said in a written statement this morning, this is an appalling attack on our service members. It's about bigotry rather than military readiness, reason, or science. I suppose that's true.
And yet... What the president said this morning is that it's not about bigotry, it's about science and cost and all that other stuff.
And it's indefensible and cannot stand, which he also said.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. 8:56, we'll be back.
This hour brought to you by A1 Heating and Air. Stay cool and comfy this summer with A1 Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit A1Heating.com.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:06. We've already talked about a couple of different topics today, and if you'd like to be part of our discussions this morning, call us right now, 336-3700. That's our local KBOI number, 336-3700. And if you're outside the area, call 1-800-529-KBOI, which is 1-800-529-5264, or simply hit #670 on a Verizon wireless cell phone. We started out talking a little bit about what happened in Minnesota with the police shooting of the woman who had called the police. And David Aboisi wrote in to say, if you shoot and kill an unarmed person when there is no immediate threat to you, it's called murder. There is first, second, and third degree murder, but they are all murder. That cop should be charged accordingly, but he certainly should not get away with this one. Before they even arrive on the scene, they should be expecting a frantic, scared, maybe not thinking right person that could even be in some sort of shock. I thought that's what they learn in basic training.
Yeah, and I would, you know, you got to agree with the fact that the person with the gun is usually in some kind of desperate situation.
Good point, yeah.
And the police...
However, I mean, if
are trained not to be.
True.
It's easy to say that.
Now, we usually go ahead and take it for granted that if somebody is told to drop a gun and they fail to do so, that
what do you do?
That they generally get shot when that happens.
Exactly.
So we have a tendency to think, well, okay, you know, regardless of what you could have done, you know, we weren't the ones who were there, and if you were in danger, et cetera, et cetera. However, when somebody who is not armed gets shot, we always kind of wonder exactly what went wrong here.
Yeah.
Then we went on to talk about the fact that this morning the president sent a tweet saying that as far as he was concerned, that no transgender person should be allowed to or would be allowed to serve in the military in any capacity. There currently are some that are doing so in the military, and obviously, the last president, Barack Obama, said that he was fine with that and that we would simply adjust and it wouldn't be that difficult to do. But Donald Trump said there are a lot of different reasons why we don't want to have transgendered people serving in the military. Now, Rob of Nampa, when I asked, and one of the things I said was, you know, simply in certain circumstances, I wouldn't necessarily know what the difference would be simply because men and women are both allowed in combat.
Yeah,
now.
You wouldn't think there'd be that.
So, you know, a soldier with a gun is a soldier with a gun. However, Rob of Nampa wrote in, and I said I would like to hear from people who have been in the military. Rob of Nampa said physical fitness standards are different between men and women. Female standards are easier than male standards. Why should a person born with the musculoskeletal structure of a man be allowed to follow the fitness standards of a woman?
Wait a minute now. They're not banning women from being in the military.
No.
So there'll still be women in the military,
mm-hmm.
just not transgendered women.
Yeah. But I think he says, you know, inherently he figures it's not fair for somebody who is born a male to be in the military and follow the fitness standards of a woman. On the other hand, as far as I'm concerned, fit is fit. So I don't know, you know, whether that makes any difference or not either. But
yeah, you're saying what I'm saying.
Yeah, and Rob goes
half
on.
Half of them would kick our butt.
Rob goes on to say the biggest issue I have is the policy that allows transgendered people to get their sex reassignment surgeries. The purpose of the military is to kill people and destroy things. Well, essentially defend the country, but yes. It is a requirement that they be militarily ready to do that at a moment's notice. How is allowing sex changes supposed to improve combat readiness? The military doesn't pay for liposuction or other extreme dietary surgeries, which would enhance a person's physical readiness by decreasing their body fat and weight. For them to allow sex changes is ridiculous. And I think that's kind of what the...
I think a lot of people feel.
Well, I think that's kind of what the president is trying to say, too. Jake of Parma wrote in to say the distraction is when yesterday's female soldier shows up in the men's barracks to live among them as a man, but he is still a she. The military doesn't have time for this, and yes, the government is on the hook for sex reassignment surgery and all that goes along with that if you are active military and decide to transition. I'm not sure the way it works now, and again, this is because I'm not in the Army, but do they have separate barracks for men and women?
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Maybe.
And like I said, you go back to World War II and times like that, and it wasn't even a question because they simply didn't have
women
serving as soldiers. I have one of my dad's cousins. She's still around. She's 98 years old, and she was in the WACS, you know, which was the Women's Air Corps, and she was an officer. But again, that was a different kind of service than the men had. Not that it wasn't important, because it was. Now, Billy of Boise says, first of all, has the people that want to allow transgender people in the military ever met one? Probably, yeah.
Well, some.
Well, and not every transgender person is like every other transgender person. Bingo. I mean, that would be like saying every white guy is exactly like every other white guy. Who are the people that are for it? Generally liberals. Is there really that many transgender people that want to join the military? Apparently there are some. There are some already serving. We do not need that kind of dramatic way of thinking in our military for any reason whatsoever. Dramatic. Okay, we need straight-thinking, level-headed men and women in our military. Okay, now and that makes the assumption right there that if you're transgendered, you're not level-headed and straight-thinking.
Yeah.
Now, the straight part, I guess you could semantically figure that out, but... And he goes on to say, not some drama queen causing problems that have never been an issue before because they did not exist. Well, okay, I think you might be confusing a transgendered person with like a drag queen, which...
A lot of people do that.
But say like, for instance, if you're a drag queen, if you perform on stage as a woman, you know, as Barbara Streisand or something, this is not the same sort of person, I think, who wants to be in combat.
Mm-hmm.
Call me, and again, that's a generalization, but I'm just saying that's not really what's we're talking about. Not to mention, Billy goes on, not to mention what kind of horrific things would our enemy do to such a person if they were captured during wartime. And I don't think in the military we necessarily let people in based on what we think the military or the other you know, the other armies might do to them if they were captured. I don't think that's really even a consideration. Although, again, like I said, I don't know. Mike Boise says, I think that guy from MASH may be responsible for the transgenders wanting to join the military. He could not get kicked out to save his life. And that was Klinger.
Yep.
Well, at that time, and this MASH was of course, set during the 50s, during the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you could get a Section 8, which meant that you were mentally unstable to be in the Army if you were a transvestite. And so he was dressing as a woman in order to get out of the Army.
Right.
But his superiors knew that he was doing it simply for that reason, and so they never let him out of the Army. For those of you, I guess, who have never seen an episode of MASH.
Yeah, but that's basically
and,
it.
And yeah, and that character wasn't in the movie. That was just for the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Bob Boise says, so if I walked up behind a cop and loudly clapped my hands right behind his head, he would be within his rights to turn around and shoot me dead.
Nobody said that.
That's no different to me than what that cop did to that poor innocent girl that called the police for help. Well, and I'm sure there are people looking at it that way.
Sure.
But that's probably a lot of that is where the problem came from in the first place. What would cause somebody to actually shoot out the window at someone who was standing next to your car? What kind of behavior? And, you know, is there any justification for it, or was it simply bad police work or what? Or murder, as the one person indicated.
Yeah. You could look at it as bad police work.
Yeah.
You could look at it as bad murder, or you could look at it as stupidity from the witness who got angry, so angry that basically they used the show of force.
Possibly, a lot of speculation.
And I'm not defending anybody.
I wouldn't know who to defend. Yeah, and I'm not for the same.
Well, you can't defend somebody for shooting an unarmed person.
Although you kind of can. Probably not, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
All we know is, there are two people alive and one dead from this encounter.
Yeah.
But we don't know exactly.
It's so sad.
You know, this is undoubtedly go through the courts and they're going to have to figure this out.
Yep.
Assuming they charge this policeman with anything, which they have not yet done.
Hmm. And how much field power, if you will, do you take away from the police? I mean, they have to have the ability to make some decisions in the field when they're facing unknown assailants or whatever.
And again, part of the problem is there were no cameras going.
Again.
And there are people who say, well, no matter what the police are doing, there should always be cameras going. And
I'm kind of one of those.
Yeah. And they were outfitted with cameras but didn't have them turned on because apparently the policy in Minneapolis was to turn them on at a certain point, although there are also some policemen who said, well, when you're called to an assault, you should be turning on your cameras as you're driving. But there again, I mean, we weren't on scene, so we don't know everything that happened.
Yeah. KBOI News Time, 9:18.
You're listening to Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. and Chris. Rush Limbaugh comes up at 10 on 670 KBOI.
All right, Paul J. and Chris. Wednesday morning, KBOI rewards code. BAN. BAN. Go to 670 KBOI. I remembered. I couldn't believe it. 670KBOI.com. Enter BAN and earn today's 5,000 rewards points. Got lots of callers on the phone. Let's go to Jim. Jim, good morning.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm calling in reference to your comment with President Trump. I just got back from doing 2 years in Korea working for the USO and also working with the U.S. Army. And my family's been in the Army in Marine Corps and Coast Guard, and I think this is a great move. Us Army and for the American people. I only wish our congressmen, which we have great congressmen here in Idaho, but I wish the other congressmen in the Capitol and the Senate would actually step up and get a set of cojones and do what they need to do.
What's the best reason for not having transgendered people in
fact,
the Army?
Our president. Well, there's a lot of reasons, and one of them is when you're in a bunk beside another buddy. I've actually seen this happen to other individuals, you know, having certain things with each other, and that's not right. Because then the next guy beside has to worry, am I going to be next? That stuff does happen in the military, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take your word for it.
And if I'm in a foxhole, that's the last thing I want to worry about is that on top of a bullet coming over top of my head, if you know what I mean.
I imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay. And so, but I think it's a great move. And the last time we've had a president that had any type of chutzpah was Reagan. You know, as far as the military goes, I think our gentlemen in the military and our ladies in the military are happy at this point that they finally got some backing. They haven't had backing since Reagan and Bush. I mean, Bush was the CIA director, mm-hmm. and that was the last time they really had any backing.
You would think the Army would run better simply if there weren't any homosexuals at all in it?
Well,
okay,
yes,
done.
Yes.
But okay, and apparently that's how.
I think that's where he was coming from.
I think so, and I guess that's how Reagan felt, and apparently he said that the older George Bush felt that way as well. We need to go to a break. It's 9:26. We'll be back.
The word is out. The all-new Dynamic Fat Loss Program is working, and the results are fantastic. Hi, I'm Dr. Sterling with Dynamic Fat Loss, and I'm overjoyed at the success our clients have been having on our new improved plan. I want you to enjoy the success.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning. Paul, Jay, and Chris, we are back. Got a couple of phones. Let's go to Jason. Jason of Star, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I have a very conservative viewpoint on this matter you guys are discussing, but I'm very fair.
Okay.
I feel like anybody who wants to serve can serve. I don't care if they're gay or transgender or trans species or translucent. Let them serve. I don't care what they think they are. My point is, you were there for pretty much one thing only, to serve the country, do your job, keep your head down, shut up, and then get out when your time is up. You know, I kind of think there should be a hybrid of the don't ask, don't tell, where essentially we don't ask and don't tell, but it doesn't preclude you from being, you know, in service. And if it comes out, so what? You don't get discharged. Just leave it alone. You know, you come there, you do what you're supposed to do. And if you're openly something, that's fine. You're not going to get released because of it, unless you became a social problem, or you became a disruption and you couldn't perform your duties, then maybe you would have to be released, just like if you had a medical discharge.
Yeah, that'd be true. That'd be true even if you were straight. Yeah.
Yeah, let everybody in, but we're not doing social engineering. We're not doing special accommodations. If your biology is male or female, you just go to that area. You know, just kind of leave things alone, you know. Does that make sense? It's like, be fair across the board, but we're not going to play games or special accommodations. Mm-hmm. Your focus is the military, your job, not anything else, not even your heterosexuality. None of that should even matter.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And a lot of what the
I kind of like that.
A lot of what the president tweeted this morning, I think, had to do with the expense, assuming that transgender people would cost more medically.
Exactly. That's the part that frustrates me the most, is don't put the taxpayer on the hook. And, you know, let me just say, being really fair, is I'm heterosexual. I can get along with the jocks and whatnot. I don't want to put up with a bunch of frat boys who are in my face with their exploits and their heterosexuality. You know, I mean, groping and grabbing. I mean, it's like, I don't want to put up with that either. It's like, come do your job. Whatever it is, if it's kill, if it's paperwork, do that. But we're not going to mess around. And it would get extremely complicated for the military, you know, in just resources, I would think structural, facility-wise, you know, training-wise, and monetary-wise, health-wise, if you're going to get really complicated about it. And you shouldn't be in there playing games. And in the private sector, people don't want to put up with it either. You should just come to your job. So, but I don't think we have to keep people out. And if it turns out they are something or they mention it, you know, they don't get discharged. It's just you're there, you're respectful. I mean, they got a good system going now. Why make it a big goofy thing?
I like what your point, though. I mean, you're there to follow orders, so follow orders.
Yeah.
Just follow orders. You know, Paul J., you guys don't get on there and talk about your stuff. You're just there doing your job. You're running the show, and we love it. If it got all weird and personal and all your whatever stuff, then people are going to start saying this is getting awkward, you know, and they don't need to make special accommodations for you guys. You just come do your job.
That's a good point.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, guys.
Curtis of Boise wrote in to say the ignorance of some of your listeners is astounding. Billy, as long as they are transitioned before going in, I don't see a problem. Okay, so what essentially Curtis is saying is if you are doing your transition while you're in the Army, maybe it could be a problem, but if you've done so before, then who cares?
Yeah. Let's go to Kendra of Meridian. Kendra.
Hello.
Hi there.
So, and maybe what Curtis was alluding to but didn't say, if we're understanding what we think he said about ignorance, is I do believe that once you're in the military and you go to the doctor and you say, hey, I believe I'm transgender, you are immediately put on a non-deployable medical hold for up to 7 years.
That is a long time.
That is like nearly your entire enlistment period. So it is a drain on personnel and resources and deployability. So
now, would they still give you something to do, just not going overseas?
Likely, but usually when you're in non-deployable medical hold, you're sitting around twiddling your thumbs 8 hours a day.
So maybe not
room,
that much to do. Okay.
Exactly. Pretending to do something like, well, I'm going to go, you know, walk the yard and make sure the litter is picked up again. But that takes all of
an
hour a day.
Police the area, right, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, good stuff.
So,
well, thank you. I appreciate the call.
So it can be an issue. But again, after the transition is made and you're good. No big deal. Serve away. We'd love to have them after, you know, when it's done.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. Mark of Boise simply wrote, there you go, mentally unstable to join the Army. And when we were talking about Klinger in MASH that was trying to get out of the Army, because in the 50s, if you were whatever you called it then, transgender or transvestite or homosexual, they wouldn't let you serve in the military because they didn't feel you were mentally stable.
Yeah,
Mark probably just would think that, you know, that should still apply.
Yeah.
Don of Boise says, my recent experience in the Marine Corps, I believe transgender should not be allowed, in part because we do pay for all medical issues while serving and after through the VA. Transgender people have ongoing medical maintenance and are in the high rush category for medical expense. Barracks are not co-ed either, by the way. Okay, and that was a question I didn't know the answer to.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah. All right, good stuff. Let's go to John of Meridian.
Morning.
John.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, not the last guy, but the one before last hit it right on, and I heard you guys agreeing with it. But what the part that people miss, I think, is the transgenders, and even the gay and lesbians, not so much them, but the transgenders hold that as like a chip on their shoulder. You know, what do you think of this? And they've got to shove it in your face and cause a problem just to make you deal with it. You have to, it's not like I can just walk by you and, okay, that's your thing and walk on by. They got to make sure that you stop and go around them. And I'm using that, you know, like as a metaphor. You have to make allowances in your life for them, and they're less than what 1% of our population, and we have to make concessions for less than 1%. I think leaving them out of the military only makes sense, because they're going to cause a whole bunch of medical problems. What about the stuff that lingers on for years? What if you had a bad procedure and it lingers on for 10, 20 years? You're on the hook for that too. So getting rid of this, Donald Trump did exactly right. And using the right language this time, I'm glad he did that, of eliminating that problem in our military. Okay, that's what I have.
All right, good stuff.
Well, thanks. Yeah, because it would have been one thing, I suppose, if he had tweeted and said, I don't like transgenders or I don't like homosexuals or something, but that's not what he did. He said that, you know, he basically blamed it on costs and medical costs and things of that nature.
Yeah. KBOI News Time, 9:45.
This is Idaho Talks Live, today at 3. Listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. Let's go to Rich. Rich, you're on.
Hey, don't you think that guy that just called in and said that transgendered people are always in your face about it? You know, that's the same thing that people used to call in and say when gays were trying to get married.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had any transgender people. I never felt like that from any of them, so I don't know. I don't know where he's getting that. But I think this was just a thing that for Donald Trump, because the military was reviewing it, you know, instead of waiting for the review, and about this was just something for him to showboat to where he can appeal to his base by just going after a small minority group of people that really have very little political power. You know, I think that's all it was. I mean, that's just kind of how he is. He's just trying to get attention for something, to appeal to his base.
I definitely think that's a decision that would appeal to his base, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in the news part, they said the military is reviewing it. He could have waited for their review and then said yes or no, but yeah. I think this just gains him some point with his base, and he was just using that to, gain some attention.
And you have a point there, because a great deal of his base, or not necessarily all of it, but the people who are, you know, very anti, let's say, alternative sexualities of any kind, you know, more than likely were not for Hillary Clinton in the last election.
Yeah, you know, so I think that's all it is. That's just kind of how he does on everything, whatever he thinks is popular, you know. I mean, he wants to build a wall, which is just a goofy idea, but that appeals to a lot of people that voted for him. And so, you know, I think it's just another one of those things.
All right.
Good stuff.
Thank you for the call. Bruce of CUNA says, I am in the Army now and have been through the Obama-era transgender training. Under that plan, if a male gets a doctor note that he identifies as a female, they will be afforded all the female standards, female PT standards, showers, barracks. Yes, they are usually separate. I see this forced acceptance of transgenderism being fraught with problems for the soldiers that still have some version of modesty and personal respect. It's long been known that the military is just another arm of the culture war for politicians to force changes, but I think the country as a whole would benefit from the military to worry about developing fighters and warriors instead of tolerance and diversity drones.
Yeah, what he said.
And let's see.
He lost me in the middle there.
Oh. Andy of Boise says, with today's technology, there is no excuse for no video and audio, talking about the Minneapolis instance.
I agree.
From before the cop reaches the scene to the time they are back on the road or police station, or the incident is over for sure. I don't buy their excuse that it takes too much memory. If there is nothing to save, then it could be deleted if there is nothing to see.
Yeah, so you've got 6-7 minutes of having lots of memory in use.
Yeah. If there is some evidence, it could easily be moved to a large capacity hard drive or something like that. This could be done at the end of every shift, and it would be up to the officer to start the shift with a clean, empty memory card. It would also be nice if there were actually consequences for the cop if they failed to comply.
Well, and they say it's this great be-all and end-all, Chris. Remember when they first came out? This will answer all your questions. This will show exactly what happened. This will yada, yada, yada. And then they don't turn it on.
And for the record, I don't think anything's ever been invented that will answer all questions.
True. But they said it would.
Rafe of Boise says, speculation into the fatal shooting of the Australian woman. I'll bet the police were trying to find the place, hard to see house numbers at night.
Sure.
And were probably about to drive by and miss the location. The woman was probably outside waiting and saw that they were about to miss it and started tapping the car to get their attention. The police may have taken this as them being fired upon, ambush, and return fire. You know, and when Paul J. read the thing that said that she slapped the car. I mean, the reason I would slap a car is to alert the driver as to something. You know, like you slap a car to say, hey, you know, you're about to run into something, or
and you probably or, say something,
or
too.
The trailer's hooked up, go ahead, or something of that nature. You know,
you probably say, hey,
yeah,
or something.
Pedro of Melba says, to say the least, transgender people are not well known for thinking the same way everybody else thinks. There are crossed wires in there somewhere. How can that be denied? I don't think gays should be allowed either. It has nothing to do with the individual. It has to do with everybody else that are considered normal. Where are their rights in all of this? I don't know. I think if you're wondering about their right to not have to identify or not have to associate with people that are not like them, I'm not sure they have that right. You know, in the military, I mean, you know, as far as in your personal life, you can associate with anybody you want to or not. Now, Bobby of Boise says there, okay, we're just about done here, but he says there are other countries that openly for and against gays and other anomalies. Why can't America be one against them? We always have been, and it's been no secret. I don't know. I think we tend to think of ourselves as tolerant people, at least in some situations.
Yeah. Amazing. That'll do it for today. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow right here.